I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The Israeli military operation in the Gaza Strip is now in its 11th day, and this day saw at least one horrific attack. The United Nations says at least 30 people were killed in a strike near a UN school in Gaza. The building had been a refuge for hundreds of people who were fleeing the fighting. Israel says the strike was in response to a Palestinian attack originating from the school grounds. Major Avital Leibovich is a spokeswoman for the Israeli Defense Force. She told us the Israelis are taking every precaution to minimize civilian casualties.
If we will know in a place that there is civilians, we, of course, will not target it. I've spoken to many, many pilots, and they told me over and over again how many times they've U-turned because there were civilians near a target. This happens dozens of times a day.
The problem is, though, as you know, obviously, Gaza is so congested that if you are hitting, for instance, the home of a Hamas militant, you realize that you are very likely going to be causing civilian casualties. Even though you say there are many times when the pilots do a U-turn, aren't there also times when it seems to be you have deemed that it's worth the risk to try and attack a Hamas militant, even if he is in his home?
Look, we have been under fire for 8 years, 8 very long years. Nearly 10,000 rockets were launched at Israel in these 10 years. Now, are you suggesting that where we know there is a rocket stack in one of the houses, we will not take it down because the next level can be using the same rockets and launching them at Israeli cities? So, you know, we complex as the situation may be, we are here on self-defense. We did not want to be in this situation. We did not choose the situation. Hamas has a choice.
Hamas considers all Israeli citizens to be targets. And as you said, there have been rockets that have been fired daily into southern Israel. Does the Israeli military believe that anyone who works for the Hamas government is a combatant?
Anyone who works for Hamas is a terrorist.
So does that mean that it is legitimate to consider, for instance, a mail carrier, a civil servant under the Hamas government, a combatant?
We are only targeting those armed people and those warehouses filled with munition, those mosques that are being used to store rockets, those hundreds of tunnels used for smuggling purposes, etc. We are not targeting just, you know, people walking around unarmed. We have no intention of doing so.
As you probably know, there are aid agencies who are pleading for a ceasefire, even a temporary one, in order to allow, for instance, trapped civilians to have access to food and water. Will the Israeli military accept a ceasefire, even a short-term one?
Well, the Israeli military does what the government tells it. However, the last ceasefire did not work. For 5 months, there were approximately 5 dozen of shooting of rockets towards Israel. So what kind of ceasefire are we talking about? More of the same? More rockets coming into Israel? This is not acceptable. We are looking to take the motivation of Hamas and diminish it. We are looking at changing the threat and making a permanent security situation for our civilians. It's unacceptable to be in a ceasefire, in a temporary ceasefire, that, you know, after 48 hours we'll be bombed again.
Although it's unacceptable.
Whatever the government will guide us, of course, we'll act accordingly.
Whatever the government says. We should say, though, that this time around, the citizens of Gaza, unlike during the official 6-month ceasefire, this time around, people who we speak with in Gaza are basically cowering in fear in their homes and can't even get out to get food or water.
Hamas is able to go out and still launch rockets. So what I gather is that Hamas is not putting any effort in distributing food to the Gazan people. By the way, Hamas has many tunnels underneath. He can use them for distributing food, which once again he does not do. So it all adds up to the priorities of Hamas. More arms, long-range rockets, investing in military facilities, and not in the civilians.
Just a final point. Is the aim of the Israeli army right now to get rid of the Hamas government?
Of course not. We don't do politics. The aim of the operation is strictly to get a hold of those launching sites, and try to minimize those launchings towards Israel, in the same way to try and decrease the Hamas's motivation to carry out these terror activities towards Israel, and then to remove the threat in a way that will ensure us a different security reality.
That's Major Avital Leibovich, who's a spokeswoman for the Israeli Defense Force.